today, he has been exterminated.
His wife described his condition as satisfactory.
Quiet, Earthmen! We are the masters now! We have taken over your communications and public transport, even British Rail!
Return ticket, please.
Where to?
Back here, of course.
We have taken over your parliament also! And I say to the House, we will shorten the dole queues.
How will you do that?
They will be exterminated! And we have taken over your television.
Is that you, JR?
Yes, I am home, baby.
Oh, JR, come to bed, honey. I want the earth to move for me.
Don't be silly. Where can I get a JCB at this time of night?
Hi, you Daleks, come and get me. I'm on top of these steps here.
Steps? Steps? Oh, sod it.
Hey, sucker. Seen your face around town a while, so I greeted you with a knowing smile. When I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she'd won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town. I said, hey boy, what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Guns, guns, having some fun. Crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys, realize there's danger in emotional ties.
Those Daleks gone yet? I've got a picture of Tom Baker around me neck. That usually keeps them off. That there was Wham! And Young Guns, go for it.
I don't have to, I got it with me. What a waste of money.
You want to watch out. That's Babyface Pallone, you know. And he's a desperate man. Well, if he's on this show, he's got to be.
This is a stick-up.
Oh, it's Babyface on a Pallone. And he's got a machine gun. It's no use holding us up. This is only a sub post office.
That's all right. It's only a sub-machine gun.
Well, what do you think of that, Scarface?
I don't like it, see. I don't like it at all, see. No, there's only room for one Mr. Big around here, and that's me, see. Got that fat lip, Karlowski?
You are.
Open up, fat lip. Come in, baby face.
You wanted to see me,
yeah.
Malone?
Yeah. Sharky.
Yes, boss, what do you want?
You know what to do.
You want me to rough him up a little?
Yeah.
No, don't. I've just combed it.
He robbed a bank last week, and when he got back, Scarface said, "What have you done with the money?" He said, "Well, it was too heavy to carry, so I've got the manager to write me a check."
Rubbish. Good punch up the bracket never hurt anybody.
Dave Stewart and Buster Gaskett with the story of that lowdown punk, Johnny Rocco. Johnny, you'll do well to remember Al Capone's last words.
Who put that violin in my violin case?
Other famous last words are,
"Well, if he ain't gonna dip his, I ain't dipping mine."
I can't bear to hear you cry. You can't tell me
that.
Yeah, me too. It's Marshall Crenshaw. And someday, someway, I'm going to understand you.
Yeah, come in.
Greetings. I am sorry to interrupt your show, but I must speak with you urgently. My name is Zach. I come from another planet. It is a very different planet to this one. We have a different language. The reason I'm able to speak to you is through this small podule here that simultaneously translates what is keep it switched on. I come here secretly to warn you of the imminent takeover of your civilization by my planet. Here are the four courses of action you must take to avoid the destruction of your civilization. Secondly, Falkland Islands, but it may be too late. Thirdly, the Shrekrika Kartoffelkopf, Anthony Wedgwood's Gabarabri. The carted off to the funny farm at once.
So now we know. Did you hear about the Martian who landed and first thing he saw was a petrol pump? He radioed back, I've established contact, but you won't believe what they stick in their ears.
Oh,
Kegels for everybody taking part in the RAC rally. Take it to the limit. And in many cases, beyond.
Excuse me, sir. Is this vehicle licensed?
Indeed it is, sir. Do you want a pint of bitter?
Hello, Volvo. It's Sven here. I've stripped the back axle.
Stripped the back axle? What gear were you in?
What gear? Rally jacket and jeans.
Oh, blimey. What a navigator you are.
I don't know what you're complaining about. We only got lost on two roads.
Yeah, the M1 and the M6.
HQ?
Yeah?
Now listen, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the sun visor and gear lever are in perfect condition.
Jerry, you're one of our British Leyland entries. Couldn't you have gone any faster?
Yeah, but the rules say I've got to stay with the car.
Yes, here it is, folks. The show that's actually so bad we got an Arts Council grant for it. With a man-eater. Talking of which, did you hear about the cannibal's son? He was 8 before he was 7. Hello. Sounds like the Indians are revolting too.
I don't know, son of a nice chap.
All right, all the tall guys over by the trees. Fat guys down behind the rocks. You with the beads, out of line, come on. Boy, there's one in every village. Couple of announcements for you here. The fertility rites have been called off. Due to the recent cold wave. There'll be a rain dance Friday night, weather permitting. Got a great band, Leaping Lizard and the All-Stars. There'll be a massacre tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll meet down by the bonfire, dance around a little, and move out. This'll be the fourth straight night we've attacked the fort. However, tonight it will not be as easy. Tonight there will be soldiers in the fort. Happy to say I'll be leading the massacre. I'll be running down front. You'll see me. I'm the one that's on fire. And the uniform of the day, it's a formal massacre. You want your Class A summer loincloth. Two green stripes over the eye, no feather. Arms are blue, legs are red, chest is optional. You might throw a little yellow on the bellies. No, you can't put any purple on your eyelids. Ain't you the guy with the beads? Get out of line, would you please, pal?
Here's Elias and his zigzag flutes with Tomahawk. A tomahawk, sorry. The guck in every groove. Elias and his zigzag jive flutes and Tomahawk.
It's National, National Radio, Radio One.
That's us. Well, Monday was the annual Beaujolais race, wasn't it? The boozer's answer to the London Marathon. And every year it seems to attract more and more loonies, doesn't it? But here's a tape I thought you'd like to hear from last year. And it's from Radio Leicester, who for some reason do most of their programmes in people's front rooms. Money, I suppose. And what they did, they rushed a bottle of the Beaujolais Nouveau to this expert who was with them. And this is what happened.
Ian, are you going to do an official wine tasting for us on Radio Leicester?
Right, if you wish. Right, just taking a look at the colour first. And it's a beautiful purple-red colour. And the nose, very fresh, very fruity, just as what one would expect. And the taste?
If it went down the wrong way, then.
It comes all the way from Spain, it does.
Yeah.
It comes from France.
Yeah, but your Spaniards drink it, don't they?
Hey. God, blimey, what's he up to there? Look. Like a constipated rabbit, look.
It's fine.
Fine. What are you talking about, fine? You don't have one from another?
He does.
God, load of cobblers, isn't
he? He does.
Here, come here, mate. Fill that up. Go on, slosh it in there. Show you how to drink wine. Go on, up the top. Work, that'll do. Right, show you how to drink wine, don't we?
tasted better vinegar up the chip shop.
Dennis, come back with the apple pie.
Well, I don't know about the new Beaujolais. I haven't had any yet, but here's something that's youthful, sparkling, a trifle amusing, and from the right side of the yard. Musical youth.
Because we're living today, so don't blame the youth. What do you say?
My mother went to town to buy a little bike, and when she see the fashion, nearly knew it was like Cardinal judgment time. Slam bang, Lord Cardinal judgment time. Slam bang, bang, bang. Aye.
The youth of today, the youth of today, we are the heavy, heavy manners, yeah. We are the heavy, heavy manners, yeah. What do you say?
Young and good looking. The exact opposite of me. Well, I'm neither youth nor ornament.
You don't have to tell us that, Ken.
Musical youth with the youth of today.
We'll be right back after this message.
Please don't miss Heathrow Airport. It's only a 10-mile run. Go there for lunch on a Sunday and get in a queue for fun. Sit in the air-conditioned restaurant that keeps all the smell inside. If you look at the plate glass windows, you can see where the flies have died. Show the kiddies planes taking off for Paris, Bombay and Rome. It's only half hour to Paris. It'll take you 4 to get home.
Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the glory.
Give us this day all that you showed me, the power and the glory, till my kingdom comes. Give
can't play any more of that because somebody at the record company has splashed all the blue label paint right across the disc. Still, it looks pretty going round. And adds a little colour to a DJ's otherwise drab life. That there is Ultravox and him. Hey, National Tree Week starts today.
What?
National Tree Week. It starts today.
I talk to the trees. That's why they put me away.
How'd you talk to the trees? Trunk call, I suppose. But as fast as you plant the things, there'll always be somebody else trying to cut them down.
Here, mate, you the gaffer here.
That's right, son. Stanica's like, what can I do for you?
Well, I want a job.
All right. You're good with a saw?
Good with a saw? I'm the best, man. I could do 100 trees a day.
All right, you can start tomorrow. I'll come round at the end of the day and see how you're getting on. Now then, how you going on?
I done 95.
95? I thought he was good. Well, up next you saw. Let me try it.
Hey. What was that noise?
Oh, look at the sign there. Three fellas wanted. Sure, what's the use of that? There's just the two of us. Because it's National Tree Week, 101 Damnations. Yes, where would man's best friend be without them? And come to think of it, where would we be without man's best friend?
Oh, good morning, PC Robinson. Have you ever worked with dogs before? You have? Oh, Pekingese, eh? No, Robinson. Our doggies are a bit bigger than that. Now, this is Rover, the dog that you will work with. Robinson, come back. Robinson! Of course, it's not a wolf. Now, the first thing to do is to get to know your dog. Now, a good sniff round will show him you're friendly. Robinson, let him do the sniffing, not you. Now, come on, fondle him. Fondle him and let him know you're friends. Don't be silly, man, he won't bite you. Yes? Well, that means he likes you. He didn't spit it out, did he? And come down from the top of that cupboard and get on with the lesson. He's not new to the work, you know. He's had 12 handlers already. In a week. Now, put this padded glove on and let him bite your hand. Go on, Rover, bite him. Good. Oh, man, you should have put the glove on your other hand.
Oh, it is a vicious thing. I had to go around and see him last week. I said, here, I was just going down to the newsagents to get a paper and your dog went for me.
He said, well, that's funny. It won't go for me.
Fizz with another
monster.
Cold. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That was President Truman said that, wasn't it? Can't imagine Reagan saying things like that, can you? He's too busy phoning up his showbiz cronies.
Hello, who is this? Johnny Carson, this is your president speaking. Well, why the heck are you calling me in the middle of the night? Well, I have a bone to pick with you. I found your Carnac bit particularly offensive. It started with the very first question.
Oh, that's answer. Carnac, the ancient and mysterious visitor from the East, always starts by giving the answer. Now, the questions are sealed in envelopes, which are being placed in mayonnaise jars and kept under Funkenwagel's porch, and they've been there since noon. And the first answer was, send in the clowns. And the question is, how does President Reagan call a cabinet meeting? What about Carnac's next answer? An atheist and Reagan's economic program. An atheist and Reagan's economic program. And the question is, name two things that haven't got a prayer. And the next answer was even worse. Washington, Jefferson, and Reagan. Washington, Jefferson, and Reagan. And what's the answer, O sage of the East? Name three presidents born in the 18th century.
Sage of the East, eh? Doesn't explain what Alexander Haig was doing with those onions.
I'm no good at chatting up and always get rebuffed. Enough to drive a man to drink, I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone, living on my own.
Me too, especially at those high-class functions.
So I went to have a look at it. I said, but what are the rates like here? She said, oh, we don't have any rates. Just a few mace.
So I thought I'd go to the pictures and see Dr. Zhivago. I put a pound note down, he says, lady, it's £2.50 for Dr. Zhivago. I says, so what is he, a specialist?
Yes, just bought a little place outside Yorkshire. It's called Lancashire.
Have you heard Tony Benn's latest ambition?
No.
He wants to set foot on the moon.
Listen, I stipulated in my will. I want to be cremated and my ashes spread over Harrods.
Harrods? Why?
Well, that's the only way I can be sure my daughter will visit me twice a week.
Yeah, it's a lovely sideboard, that, Mrs. Fortescue.
Yes, it's antique, you know. Goes back to William the Fourth.
Does it? As goes back to G-Plan on the Fifth.
Blimey, back to the kitchen, lads.
Thank you.
As Wogan said last week, great heavens to Murgatroyd, there's a ritual sacrifice on the end of that. It's called Catch a Pyre, and it came from Incantation.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. Reminds me of those places you visit when you're on holiday.
The courier takes you out to the Benedictine monastery to watch the monks making the wine. And the little abbot comes up.
Now we're going to sample the wine, which the monks make. Now the most that any man can drink and remain standing up is 3 glasses. Don't give him a challenge, Reverend. Then the monks will come into the open air and sing of the hymns. So they go in for a few scoops. They come out, he's missing. And out come the monks.
Oh.
And the last monk out is wearing a knotted anky. The world record is 3 glasses. This man has destroyed it by 2.5 bottles. There's a monk at the front swinging the incense, and he's shouting,
HMA, your handbag's on fire.
I had to laugh at that headline I saw this week. It said, Bishop forbids nun to leave convent to marry priest. He said it's bad enough having a sister for a daughter without having a father as a son. Number 15 is Diana Ross, getting stuck in the old seafood there with mussels.
As long as I can go down to South End and I get a plate of cockles, winkles or some jelly noodles. Now they're handsome.
See what you've done, you've set him off now.
Here, what's old Baldy eating over there then?
Oh, that's Welks, that is. Eat up Welks.
No, Ma, that's not Welks, that's escargot.
Escargot? Oh, blimey, I'll get her with a French here, escargot. Yeah.
What's escargot, then?
It's just French for Welks. Escargot is not French for Welks.
Oh, is it? No. Well, what is it, then, Mr. Clever Deep?
I'll tell you. Escargot is, snails.
Yeah.
Snails? Yeah. God, off. Here, guess what? Excuse me. What is escargot?
They are snails.
Yeah, well, sea. Never mind about sea. French small whelks, aren't they?
Snails. Just a scone up market. Well, next week we'll be looking at lobster farms and the people who run them and asking, are they a load of shellfish breeders?
I'd ask you the questions, but you tell me lies.
limboing out the studio door with Modern Romance and the Best Years of Our Lives. Well, this time next week, we'll be looking at artistic photographs, so we won't be here. Yes, we will. Both Rob Belcher and myself look forward to seeing you then. Meantime, ponder on this thought. If they put a clock on the Leaning Tower of Pisa, would it have the time as well as the inclination? And here with his slant on things is Jonathan King.